auditing of revenue reporting. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's get to more of your phone calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tell you what, let's begin with J.D. J.D., you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. Let me talk a little bit about Trump the dictator. Like many Democrats in the media and your last caller have called him, whenever Trump's policies were challenged by a federal court like the one of the seven countries coming into the country, he followed the law and waited for the courts to decide. Not like Biden with the cancellation of student laws. Not like Obama with DACA. Just a couple of inferences. Now, if Trump was a dictator, I think he wanted to be a dictator. He made a big mistake. He should have got rid of the FBI director and got a good one instead of the one we got now. And he should have got a good attorney general. Then he could have went after Comey. Then he could have went after Hillary. Then he could have went after McCabe and Strzok and Stroke and the rest of those scoundrels. But he didn't. I'm sure he probably wanted to do it, but for the betterment of the country, did not cause any more
He did it according to the Constitution. He did not wait for the Supreme Court to say that he was outside the Constitution.
Yeah, and instead of going after all of the people that went after him, like I said, Comey and McCabe and Hillary, he gave them a pass for the betterment of the country, not to have us go into a civil war. But not this guy. Not Biden, not Garland. They are going after him like no one has ever gone after a president. This is unbelievable. And there are, and not only me, but a lot of scholars are saying this is going to cause a lot of serious consequences down the road as to how we get along as a country.
JD, I'm glad you called. Thanks, man. Always good to hear from you. Stay with us. Coming up, Wayne Allen Root. What does he think of what's going to be going down tomorrow in a courtroom in Florida? Is this real trouble for Donald J. Trump? Nobody is closer than Wayne Allen Root to that situation. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. It's being called the greatest grift in U.S. history. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
An Associated Press analysis has found that fraud has potentially resulted in more than $280 billion in COVID-19 relief funding being stolen. And much of the theft was quite simple. Fraudsters used the social security numbers of dead people and federal prisoners to receive unemployment checks. And federal loan applicants weren't cross-checked against a Treasury Department database that would have raised red flags. Much of the stolen money was taken from three large pandemic relief initiatives launched during the Trump administration that were designed to help small businesses and unemployed workers. Donna Warder, Washington.
Ukraine says it has liberated another village, the fourth since President Volodymyr Zelensky acknowledged on Saturday that Kyiv's long-awaited counteroffensive had begun.
The sight of soldiers once again hoisting Ukrainian flags in liberated settlements is an exciting one for the country and its allies. What we will hear less about is where progress has been slower or non-existent. This counteroffensive is still in its early phase. It's reflected by the Ukrainians attacking in multiple areas with modest gains. They're still costly as well. In the southern Zaporizhia region in particular, a lot of men and equipment have been lost as Kyiv tries to probe for a weakness. Building heavy fortifications also plays to a Russian strength as they've had months to prepare. Neither side has deployed their main forces yet.
The BBC's James Waterhouse. Officials in Lockport, New York, say one person has died and multiple people are in the hospital after a boat capsized during a tour of an underground cavern system built to carry water from the Erie Canal. Police and fire crews were called to the Lockport cave tours. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 189 points, the NASDAQ rose 202. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220. It's 204, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Joe Lombardo's ethics case has been rescheduled from tomorrow to sometime in July after two commissioners indicated that they would be unable to attend that meeting in person. Last week, the Nevada Commission of Ethics released hundreds of pages of materials and a motion of summary judgment written on behalf of the commission's executive director, Ross Armstrong, which alleges that Lombardo committed ethics violations by using his Clark County Sheriff's badge and uniform in his campaign for governor. Lombardo's attorneys argue, however, that because Lombardo was sheriff at the time and not governor, he did not commit ethics violations. His supporters have also come out to express First Amendment concerns, arguing that he had the right to inform people about his occupation and his experience. Well, 6 years after being introduced to Las Vegas as its first major league sports professional franchise, the Golden Knights are one win away from a Stanley Cup championship after Saturday's 3-2 win over the Florida Panthers. The Knights lead that best-of-seven series 3-1. If you want to watch Game 5 and you can't make it over to T-Mobile Arena, you can check out the game on TNT beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, heavy volumes on Interstate 15 through the resort corridor. Southbound 15 at Spring Mountain, you'll touch the brakes there also. Pretty much bumper-to-bumper flows past Allegiant Stadium there and Russell Road on Interstate 15 northbound. And watch for a crash, Tropicana at Rainbow.
Gather round. Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act, to save our country, and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local for a Monday. Good to have you with us. The former President Donald J. Trump is in South Florida at this hour getting ready for tomorrow's arraignment as we talk about a criminal indictment, a federal beef, if you will. And nobody better to talk about that with than the author of the new book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book. Great conservative companies to buy from and invest in. He is Wayne Allen Root. You hear him every afternoon, 3 to 6, right here. And he joins us. Wayne, how was your weekend, my friend?
Hey, Kevin. Beautiful. I love my weekends. The older I get, the more I enjoy my weekends.
You really do cherish them, don't you?
Yeah, all my kids are in town. I got four kids, four great kids. They're in from all over the world. And so it was just a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And Father's Day coming up on Sunday. And I got a big speech. I'm flying out to Silicon Valley tonight, and I've got a big speech tomorrow, hundreds of people on the way at Silicon Valley. Conservatives, believe it or not, there are everywhere. I mean, there's even conservatives in New York City, in the middle of Manhattan. There's always conservatives I think we outnumber liberals pretty much everywhere except big cities. So it's going to be a great evening because I don't think Silicon Valley has ever heard anyone like me in their lives.
Wow. They'll be culture shock. What do you think of what's going to go on tomorrow with a guy that you consider a friend and that you have become friendly with over the years, Donald J. Trump? What happens? Look in your crystal ball.
Well, I mean, look, forget about tomorrow as in, you know, the play-by-play when he turns himself in. That's not for me to talk about. I'm more talking about, I'm focusing on the general, you know, whole circus that's going on. And, I've always been one talent in life. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher, and I think like my dad, the butcher. And so does everybody else in America. So does the vast majority of people that are not elitist, Ivy League snobs, who live in a communist bubble. And they actually think, when I speak to my liberal friends, oh, this time we got Trump. This time we got, first of all, I've heard that 1,000 times since he came down the escalator in 2015. This time we've got Trump. Oh, we got him. And they never have him. He's like the roadrunner, you know? Beep, beep. They think they've got him, and they've never got him. And they don't have him now either. They didn't have him 2 months ago when they thought they had him, when they indicted him in New York, and he went up in the polls. And I said at the time, not only is he guaranteed the nomination, as long as elections are not completely rigged, he's guaranteed the election. Now they've indicted him again, and he's even more guaranteed the nomination. And again, if elections aren't rigged, he's even more guaranteed the election. The latest polls are out. He's up by 38 over DeSantis. He's up by 57 over the others in the field, and he's at 61% popularity. So, I mean, he is, and I didn't see any poll yet that shows him against Biden, but he was up by 7 over Biden 2 weeks ago before the indictment. I'm guessing, therefore, he must be up 8 or 9 or 10. These indictments keep making Trump stronger. What's that famous saying? Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Because the American people see through this. It's a bunch of hogwash. It's a bunch of bullspit. It's legal mumbo jumbo. I'm going to go by the assumption he's guilty. I don't even want to stand here and tell you all the 1,000 reasons why I say it's all BS and he's not guilty. Let's just go by the assumption he's guilty, Kevin. He's guilty of what? Having papers in his bathroom? When you see the country is being destroyed by drugs and crime and shoplifting and open borders, and the list is so long I can't even tell you. You know, it's COVID lockdowns and COVID masks and COVID vaccines and all the things that are destroying our country, the war in Ukraine, and all the deception and corruption by this Biden administration that is stealing millions of dollars, stolen as vice president, and I guarantee you they're still stealing as president. And you think Americans care about some papers in a box, in a shower, in an unused bathroom, in Trump's basement? I mean, this is, anyone who knows, he could be found guilty, guilty, guilty. I'm sick of all the legal talking heads on TV giving me the legal definition of what guilt is. Nobody cares. No real person working for a living cares that Trump had papers in boxes improperly handled. No one gives a damn crap. No one. And they shouldn't, because the country is being destroyed by Biden, and he's one of the most corrupt human beings, if not the most corrupt, in the history of America. He's committed real crimes, including treason against the United States. Biden should be on trial, and he should be awaiting trial in Guantanamo, and you're going after Trump because of boxes of papers? So it doesn't, I'm even going to say it doesn't matter if he's guilty. So he mishandled papers. Who cares? Tell me what the benefit was to him. Nothing. Tell me how he made money on it. Didn't. Tell me how that money came from the American taxpayer. Didn't. Tell me how he ripped us all off. He didn't. Now tell me how we've been hurt by his boxes in a shower and a basement at his house, and we haven't been. No one got hurt, and no one benefited. The whole thing is a big nothing burger. Even if it's a crime, and even if he's found guilty, as I said in my latest commentary that came out this morning, the best way to describe this is, you know, you live in a house. Your neighbor on the right committed murder. No one's arrested him. Your neighbor on the left's a pedophile. No one's arrested him. Your neighbor across the street has committed a $100 million Ponzi scheme. No one arrested him. But you drove 66 miles per hour in a 65 zone, and a heavily armed FBI SWAT team is invading your home right now to take you away in handcuffs and leg irons to a maximum security prison for murderers and rapists. Does this make any sense to you? So I'll even go from the argument that he's guilty. Who gives a crap? I would have done the same thing. You take boxes when you leave the White House. You don't pay attention to what's in them. They're in the bathroom. They're in the basement. They're in the closet. You got a bunch of employees walking around. Who cares?
But Wayne, does it bother you that all that being said, all that whole litany of stuff that you said is wrong about America, the problems we have, homelessness and all the issues, porous borders, all of that, and none of it's being talked about, not by Trump, not by DeSantis, not by any of the others, and certainly not by Biden. Does it bother you that all the oxygen is being sucked up by these criminal charges and this mindless B-roll that you see of the boxes in the bathroom and in the storage room? Does it bother you that we're not talking about stuff that actually matters?
Yeah, it's weapons. It's WMDs, weapons of mass distraction. That's the point of this. Trump is going to beat them. They're scared to death. Don't let anyone convince you otherwise, because I'm a man of only two things, common sense and psychology. And it's so clear. They're scared to death that Trump is going to beat them. And they can't stop you, so they want to jail you. That's all this comes down to. I even left out the biggest part. I forgot to say, not only is it all BS, and not only is people go, I don't care, and people recognize it didn't hurt us and it didn't benefit him and all of that, but what I didn't mention was, this isn't like a little conviction for nothing. This could be life in prison for Donald Trump, the billionaire, who never had to do this. He could have stayed a billionaire and traveled the world on yachts in his jumbo jet, and everybody loved him, and he was the host of Celebrity Apprentice, and he made $300 million a year on that show. He didn't need any of this. Then he becomes president and doesn't take a salary for 4 years. And so now they want to put him in life prison for life? For a bunch of papers? Mishandled papers that all presidents take home that Biden has at home right now in his garage next to his Corvette with the garage door open? We know it. We've seen the pictures. That we know that Obama took to his presidential library? That we know that Mike Pence took home? No one's ever enforced this in the history of America. It's just like Paul Manafort. His crime was being Donald Trump's campaign manager. Then they came after him and they enforced some sort of a, you know, almost like you're a spy for a foreign nation. But the way they enforced it has never been enforced in the history of the United States of America. No one ever went after anyone for not announcing that you're representing a foreign country. He was the first one. Does anybody think that's right? That's like people laying in wait for Wayne Root on every corner, police laying in wait. Because I'm a Republican conservative, and I got the most popular show, and people love me. Let's get Wayne. When he goes 66 and a 65, we'll be waiting around every quarter of the 215 to get this guy, Wayne Root. Does that sit right with anyone? That's what they're doing with Trump, and it is weapons of mass distraction. It's trying to stop him, and it's trying to distract us from him saying great things and everybody else destroying the country. That's all this is, all of it wrapped up in one.
Final 2 minutes. How can folks get the Great Patriot Boycott book, the great conservative companies to buy from and invest in? Where can they find it? How can they find it?
Well, you can find it about me, my books, my TV shows, my radio shows. It's all at RootForAmerica.com. Every commentary I write, like the one I was just talking about, is at RootForAmerica.com, like Tree Root, R-O-O-T, ForAmerica.com. You can find out more about the book there. But you buy the book at Amazon. I'm not in the e-commerce business. On my website, and you got to sell it somewhere. Amazon's a pretty woke company, by the way, but at least they sell conservative books. They've never banned, to my knowledge, any conservative book. They've never banned any one of mine. This is my 16th book. They've let me be on the bestseller list, whereas the New York Times refuses to put me on the bestseller list, even though I keep writing bestsellers that sell more copies than any of the ones they put on the bestseller list. This one should have been a number one bestseller. New York Times will not put me on, but Amazon does, and it's the number one bestseller at Amazon. So buy the book at Amazon, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, endorsed a month ago by President Donald J. Trump, who said it's time to beat the radical left at their own game. Great new book by Wayne L. Root. Buy your copy today. Thank you, President Trump. And all I could say is, you know, God is great. I think God is looking at all this and seeing the madness, and I think he's done us a favor because he's exposed the left for what they are. They're Nazis. They're Soviet KGB. They're East German Stasi. They're Fidel Castro's Nazi stormtroopers. They're Hugo Chavez's Venezuelan Nazi communist stormtroopers. They are horrible people. We now know what they are. We know now who they are. And now we just got to act on it, throw them out of office. And Trump's got to be no more Trump's only big mistake in his presidency, way too nice. He should have thrown out every government employee and he should have arrested, indicted, and put in prison Hillary, Obama, who spied on him, all these dirty characters, John Kerry, Joe Biden, Dr. Fauci eventually should have been put in prison, the former Attorney General Holder, and the other one, can't even remember her name, the former Attorney General, the lady who met on the tarmac with Clinton. What was her name again?
Can't
remember on short notice. But
sorry about that.
All of them are dirty, and he should have taught him a lesson by putting him in jail. But you know what Trump thought? You can't do that in America. People wouldn't stand for it. They'd be rioting in the streets. They'd burn the country down. And everybody would think that he did it just because he's a Republican and they're Democrats. So he saved the country from being divided and being destroyed. And you know what? It was a big mistake because this is what happens. They do it to us, but we don't do it to them. We got to do it to them. There's no other way to stop this madness. We got to teach them a lesson, throw all the government employees out, all the bureaucrats, and fire them and put people in jail that were bad guys. And I think they all know that, and that's why they're afraid, and that's why they're trying desperately to stop Trump. He's got to be no more nice guy. Go in and clean house.
Wayne, safe travels, and have a great speech, and we will talk again next week.
Thank you. RootForAmerica.com. Thank you, Kevin. God bless you. Build that, Kevin Wall.
There you go. Bye-bye. There you go. Wayne Allen Root joining us. The host of Raw and Unfiltered. You hear him from 3 to 6 every afternoon right here. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe, here to tell you the biggest thing I've learned about insurance companies over the years, and it's really simple. They don't care about you. That's it. Insurance companies are publicly traded companies who have an obligation to their shareholders to deliver profits. They have teams of investigators, adjusters, and lawyers all working against you from the moment you call them, and they want to pay you as little as possible for your injuries. Hurt in a wreck? Don't be a victim of the insurance companies. Call Lerner & Rowe today.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gallant, your assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional rights. As a small business owner and a mother of two young boys, my focus is to advocate for small business, school choice for our children, and freedom from government interference in our lives. You don't need government dictating how you should live, work, and be happy. That's why I decided to run for the Nevada Assembly. Now, I'm proud to be working alongside Governor Joe Lombardo to protect Nevada families and their rights. I know you know best how to provide for your family and raise and educate your kids. My conservative colleagues and I are fighting to protect Second Amendment rights, help our police forces fight rising crime, and pass laws that fight election fraud and secure our elections. We are working to get it done the Nevada way.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB 4265. NMLS number 64367.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if